From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Day. Over the past 2.5 million years, glaciers have descended from the Arctic to the central United States 17 times before receding again in warmer periods, like we're in today. This repeated glacial coverage has flattened the land, producing the rolling prairies of the American Midwest. But there's one place along the Wisconsin-Iowa border that the glaciers missed. As they move, glaciers grind beneath them and push in front of them rock and earth. When they retreat, they leave this material behind, called glacial drift. But this area, about 24,000 square miles, has no drift, and is therefore simply called the Driftless. Unflattened by glaciers, it is rough, forested topography, full of creeks, steep hillsides, and caves. It's this latter feature that may have kept the glaciers at bay. As glaciers move across the land, friction melts the ice on their underside, producing a thin layer of water, which lubricates their continued slide. But scientists think the cave systems around the Driftless drained away the glacier's lubrication, stopping their advance. The glaciers continued flowing on either side, eventually surrounding the Driftless, making it a small oasis in a desert of ice. An oasis that has preserved species of plants and animals from before the ice ages, like the Iowa Pleistocene snail, found as fossils and thought to be extinct till it was rediscovered in the Driftless. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.